Shalom. This is Yair Davidi from New Bambi, Bit'am Broadcasting Israel. Speaking to you on behalf of Bit'am, the Lost Ten Tribes Movement. Today we are studying Psalm 145, a praise of David. I will extol you, my God, my King. This verse comes to tell us that God is the ruler. And this sounds self-obvious, don't have to be told that. That is the definition of God. He rules, he controls, he creates, he does what he wants. Nevertheless, we are human beings and we relate to the Almighty as someone like us, because that is what our constitution enables us to do. That is how we are built. And therefore we are liable to forget that we are talking to something beyond ourselves. We are talking to God, and we have to be reminded that God rules and God controls and God is the master. I will extol you, my God, my King, and I will bless your name forever and ever. David says he blesses God forever in this psalm. This indicates belief in an eternal life and a long future. Continues verse 2, every day I will bless you. I'll praise your name forever and ever. Every day is new. We need to thank God. We have to give thanks for every day of our lives. Thank you, God, for this day, for every day, for giving us this day, for giving it to our children, for giving it to our spouse, to our friends, to the creation that we are part of, that we rejoice in, even if we are not aware of it, or that we are sad together with, that we feel with. We thank you, God, for this. And we want to be an improvement on ourselves. We want to be able to say that today we did better than we did yesterday. And God willing, tomorrow we will do even better. And every day we should endeavor to improve some aspect of our conduct, our thought patterns, our mode of existence. There's always something that which we can improve upon, we can make better, we can worship God in this way. That's what God wants of us. Continues verse 3, God is the great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. We cannot hope to fathom, we cannot hope to understand anything about God. And nevertheless, by praising him, we ourselves can grow. We can be bigger and better than we otherwise would have been. So it says in verse 4, Psalm 145, verse 4, one generation shall praise your works to another, and shall declare your mighty acts. Every generation has its own miracles to tell. We are each descended from others. We had forefathers, people went before us, and we have a duty to them. We have a duty not only to ourselves and to those around us, but also to those who went before us, who preceded us. And we don't always know what that duty is. Perhaps it was some goal that was set for our lineage that we must try and fulfill. We don't know. A person doesn't know what responsibilities have been placed upon him. Everyone is different. Nevertheless, we do what we can according to the lights that have been given to us, according to our understanding, and God will lead us forward. And this is also the importance of learning history and taking heed of the past and learning the Bible every day and being better people, being good people. Continues, I will meditate on the glorious splendor of your majesty and on your wondrous works. Verse 6, and men shall speak of the might of your awesome acts, and I will declare your greatness. Word might in Hebrew is ezuz, from the root oz, strength. Ezuz, a doubling over, double strength, might. Ezuz is also the name of a small Israeli settlement on the border with Egypt. It is a small place, but apparently an important place. And it is mentioned here. In other words, it is mentioned as the might of the awesome acts of God Almighty. And keep this place in mind. Verse 7 says, they shall utter the memory of your great goodness and shall sing of your righteousness. We do not always see the righteousness of the Almighty. This is mainly due to our own omissions and sins. Nevertheless, God is good and upright with us. His truth calls out to us. We should learn to listen. We should learn to listen and do the best we can as we can. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, as it says in verse 8. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger and great in mercy. We should try to imitate the Almighty. As it says, be good as he is good, kind, polite, considerate and grateful to others. Avoid getting angry. Should avoid getting angry. I know this from my own experience. I have a tendency to lose control. Well, I did have in the past, and a lot of people are in this situation. And it's bad. It causes people to lose control. Well, that literally lose control. When you lose control, that means you do things you would not want to do. And you, later on you regret them. And sometimes these things cannot be undone. Or the words you said, you did not mean to say them. But they've already been come out because of the anger that you did not control or you did not suppress or you did not channel into a more positive direction. So God does not want us to get angry. He says, verse 8, that God is slow to anger and great in mercy, and if that is what God is, so we should be the same, even more so. And verse 9, the Lord is God to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. Verse 10, all your works shall praise you, O Lord, and your saints shall bless you. Your saints, in Hebrew, the word translated as your saints is chasedecha. That is those of yours who do kindness to others and dedicate themselves to you. Such people exist, and they shall praise you, they shall praise God, and we should try and associate with such people when we find them. Verse 11, they shall speak of the glory of your kingdom and talk of your power. They who cleave to God merit to see miracles and great deeds, proving the existence of the Almighty. To make known to the sons of men his mighty acts and the glorious majesty of his kingdom. Verse 13, your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures throughout all generations. Verse 14, the Lord upholds all who fall and raises all up all who are bowed down. And we comment, we explain, those who fall means all those who falter and stumble, whether physically, economically, spiritually, or otherwise. It happens. People sometimes live a relatively good life or are getting along just fine, and suddenly they do something wrong. They sin, they fall down, or God forbid you have an accident, or you get sick, or there's a change in your economic circumstances, and suddenly you're poorer or hard up, or you go through a tough spot. And sometimes you collapse. It happens. It shouldn't happen, but it does happen, and this is reality. This is the life we live. And so God upholds those who are in that situation. Just call out to God and God will help you, even if what happened to you was your own fault. Perhaps it was because of some fault of your own. Perhaps you offended in some way, and this is a punishment. Nevertheless, call to God and God will help you. Call a Nophilim. The word Nophilim, all those who fall, in Hebrew, is based on the root fall or fall. The same as English, and it is also in Hebrew. In other words, the English word fall, meaning to fall down, to stumble over, and so on, it comes from a Hebrew word meaning having exactly the same meaning and sounding exactly the same. A lot of words in English come from Hebrew, and they often sound exactly the same, and are pronounced the same, and they even often follow the same grammatical rules. And we have written about this, other people have written about this, and it's true. And anyone who learns Hebrew will come across it, it'll hit you in the face. And for this alone, it's worth learning Hebrew. I recommend it very much. And you can understand the Bible, and you will achieve a spiritual high, a spiritual elevation, enlightenment, inspiration through reading the Bible in Hebrew. And the doors of understanding and wisdom and the penetration of the secrets of the Almighty that are waiting there for you to know and to learn and to rejoice in. And verse 15, the eyes of all look expectantly to you, and you give them their food in due season. God helps everyone. He feeds everyone. He looks after everyone. You open your hand. You're speaking to God. God opens his hand. You satisfy the desire, in other words, the need of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in all his ways, gracious in all his works. The Lord is near to all who call upon him, to all who call upon him in truth. He will, as it says in verse 19, he will fulfill the desire of those who fear him. He also will hear their cry and save them. You should fear God and call on him when you are in need. It doesn't matter what type of life you lived, if you're in trouble, with the cause of that trouble. Don't indulge in self-recrimination or in despair or in depression. Get out of it. Call to God. Pray to God, and he will lead you. He will help you straight away. God listens to your prayer. Let him hearken unto you. Let him hear you. He wants to hear you. Verse 20, the Lord preserves all who love him, but the wicked he will destroy. The wicked will be punished, so we should all be as good as we can and not be wicked. And at least we should avoid being wicked. If someone is caught up in a rut and that does not let him go, then there's some type of trap or some type of lifestyle or situation he can't get out of, and it's forcing him to behave and act and react in a negative manner. He should do what he can and ask God to lead him forward, and God will help him. God helps everyone. God helps everyone, and we should listen to him when he speaks, replies to us, and we should call unto him. A commentary of the Malbim, a great commentator, points out that the divine providence is more closely felt by the more one loves the Almighty. It's not difficult to do, but most of us don't do it. We forget about it. We don't try and love God, but God wants us to love him. God wants to be loved and feared. And they who love, both love and fear God will be close to God. They will be protected. They will feel divine providence stronger, as a strong element in their life. They will have no need to cry out, because God will be with them whatever they do. But not everyone is on that level. Not all of us can get there, or maybe we can, but we can't stay there. We don't maintain it. We fall down. We slip away. We let ourselves be led astray. That's what we are. That is reality. This is what we are. And so if this is what happens to us, we still should fear God. We should avoid the temptation, avoid the sin, avoid the transgression. Or even if we fall down, we should come back and remain faithful to him in our mind and try and come back as much as we can. And we should call to God no matter what the circumstances. We should call upon him if we are afraid of the future, if we are afraid of what is happening to us or what is about to happen to us. When we are in need of something or we are in trouble, call out to God. God listens to us. He hears us, and the chances are he will help us straight away. And if not, we will know that he has heard us, and an answer will be forthcoming, and we will be guided forward. And whoever cries to God in truth will be heard. This is what this psalm is saying. They will be heard and helped, even though their moral level and standard of obedience may not be the highest. You might not be a saint. You might not be as good as you should have. You might even be a bad person, at least in your own eyes and the eyes of others. Doesn't matter. Pray to God. Call to God, and God will help you, and he will lead you, and he will direct you. This continues in verse 21. My mouth shall speak the praise of the Lord, and all flesh shall bless his holy name forever and ever. This is talking about eternity. There will be an end of days in the last times. The whole world shall be rectified. The Messiah will come. There will be a rising of the dead. A whole lot of things are going to happen in the end times. Everything good a person does is stored up for them. And also, in addition to that, we have a world to come. We have a life beyond this life, an eternity. And even that, we will be rewarded for all the good we did. A million times over, we will be rewarded in eternity for the little deeds, good deeds that we did. The reward will be manifold and eternal, and so this is not why we do things. We do things because this is how they should be done. This is what is requested of us. But incidentally, we are going to get paid sometime in the future, sometime along the road. We're also going to get it all back. And we don't have to go into details about this, and even if we did go into details, we couldn't be sure that they are accurate. We don't know much about what will happen or how it will happen. We know that it will happen, that God is there and God is true, and God knows what he is good for us and what we are made to do, what we can do, and he will help us to do it and to worship him and to be one with him. So this is what we all should do. This is Yair Davidi from New Bambi, Brit Am Broadcasting Israel. You've just heard a Brit Am commentary on the Psalms. And may we all grow from strength to strength. Support Brit Am. Identify with Brit Am. Take an interest in Brit Am. And the Almighty God of Israel will reward you. Thank you very much.